Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 19th of March 2024. Essence: sweet children, repeatedly remember the Father and the inheritance. The Father, the spiritual surgeon, only gives you one medicine to make you ever healthy. He says, children, remember me. Question: what aspects should each of you talk to yourself about so that you can experience great pleasure? Answer: tell yourself, whatever I can see with these eyes is going to be destroyed. Only Baba and ourselves will remain. Sweet Baba is making us into the masters of heaven. By going into solitude and talking to yourself in this way, you will experience a great deal of pleasure. Om Shanti. The Supreme Father, God Shiva, speaks. Sweetest children, you should remember the most auspicious confluence age at every step. Only you children know this, but number-wise, according to the efforts you make. Your intellect should remember that now, at this most auspicious confluence age, we are becoming the most elevated humans, and that Baba has come to free us from this cage of Ravan. Just as a bird becomes happy when released from a cage, it flies and experiences happiness, so you children also realize that this is Ravan's cage in which there are so many different types of sorrow. The Father has now come to release us from this cage, even though we are human beings. It is written in the scriptures that a war took place between the deities and the devils, and that the deities won the war. In fact, it was not a question of a war. You are now becoming deities from devils. You gain victory over Ravan, that is the five vices, not the Ravan community. The five vices are called Ravan. However, there is no question of burning anyone. You children become very happy that you are going to a world where it is neither too hot nor too cold, where there is the constant season of spring. The golden-aged spring is now coming. Here, spring is short-lived, but spring there lasts for half of the cycle for you. The climate is not hot there, whereas here people suffer and die due to the heat. In order for you to become free from all of these sorrowful things, the imperishable surgeon gives you very easy medicine. Other surgeons you go to have to remember many different medicines, etc., whereas this surgeon has no other medicine. By simply remembering him, you become completely free from disease. There is no medicine, etc. Children would say, today we are going to have a seminar on how we should write a chart, how we should remember Baba. We will have a seminar on this. Now, the Father does not trouble you to sit and write anything down. There is no need to waste paper. The Father says, just make your intellects remember the Father. Do they write a chart on the path of ignorance as to how much they remember their Father? There is no need to read or write anything for that. Children say to the father, Baba, I forget you. If others were to hear this, what would they say? You children say, we have become yours while alive. Why have you become this? In order to claim the inheritance of the sovereignty of the world from the Father. So why should you then forget such a Father? Can't you remember the Father who gives you such a huge inheritance? You have received this inheritance from him so many times before, but you still forget him. If you want to claim your inheritance from the Father, you have to remember him and also imbibe divine virtues. What is there to write about? Each of you just has to ask your heart. There is the example of Narad. He was a great devotee. You know that you are old devotees of many births. You now experience so much happiness by remembering the sweet Father. To the extent that you have remembrance, accordingly, you become worthy of marrying Lakshmi or Narayan. When a poor child is adopted by a wealthy person, he becomes very happy. He would keep remembering his new father and inheritance. There are many here who don't even have the wisdom to become a child of the Father and claim a kingdom. It is a wonder that you aren't even able to remember the Father who is making you into the masters of the world. The Father adopts you, children. And so it is a wonder that you are not able to remember such a father. You should repeatedly remember the father and his property. The father says, sweet children, long lost and now found children, you invited me to come here to adopt you. The father has been invited to come. It is the Father who establishes heaven. He gives you the inheritance of heaven. You call out to Baba, come and adopt us impure ones. You yourselves have been saying that you are impure, poverty-stricken, dirty, and not worth a penny. On the path of devotion, you continued to call out to the unlimited Father to come. The Father says, you still didn't have as much sorrow on the path of devotion. Now human beings have so much sorrow. The Father has now come, so it must surely be the time for destruction. You understand that after this war, after destruction, there will be no trace of war for many births and many years. Wars will not take place, nor will there be any trace of sorrow or sickness, etc. However, there are now so many diseases. The Father says, sweet children, I will liberate you from all sorrows. You have been remembering me. O God, come and take away our sorrow, and take away our sorrow and bestow peace and happiness. Everyone asks for these two things. Here there is peacelessness. Therefore, those who give advice on peace are given peace prizes. The poor people don't know what peace is. Peace cannot be attained from anyone other than that sweetest Father. You try so hard to make them understand, but they still do not understand. You should also write to the government and ask, why do you waste your money for nothing? Only the One Father, the Ocean of Peace, can create peace in the world. You can write a letter in a royal way to the heads of the government on good quality paper. When they see the good quality of the paper, they will understand that the letter has come from an important person. Ask them, you speak of peace in the world, so when did you receive it earlier that you could receive it in the same way again? You must have received it earlier. You know about it, and so you can write down the time and date of when peace and happiness existed in the world. It was the Father who came and created peace and happiness in the world. That was the golden aged period. This Lakshmi and Narayan are a sign of that dynasty. No one else knows the parts of Brahma and you Brahmins. Brahma's part is the main one. He becomes the chariot through which the Father carries out so much work. This is why he is given the name, the multi-million times lucky chariot. Churn how you can explain this. Human beings have a lot of intoxication. You now have to give them the Father's introduction. Only the Father, the Ocean of Knowledge, has this knowledge. It is only when he comes that he gives this knowledge. Until then, no one else can give this knowledge. On the path of devotion, all the devotees continue to perform worship. Only the One Father gives you this knowledge. In fact, you don't make a permanent book of this knowledge at all. You hear this knowledge with your ears. Whatever books, etc. you have, they are only temporary because they are all going to be destroyed. All the notes that you make are also going to end. The notes that you make are just for your own efforts. The Father says, make a list of topics that you'll be able to remember. You know that these books, etc., won't remain. Only this remembrance will remain in your intellects. You souls become as completely full as the Father. All the rest of the old things, whatever you see with your eyes, it will be destroyed at the end. Nothing will remain at the end. The Father is the eternal surgeon. Souls too are eternal and imperishable. They leave their bodies and take others. Day by day, whatever bodies people receive, they will be impure and dirty. You children now know that you are becoming elevated. It is the Father who makes you elevated. Sages and holy men, etc., don't make you elevated. The Father makes you elevated. Baba says, sweet children, I seat you on my eyelids and take you back with me. Souls sit here in the eyes. The Father says, O souls, I will take you beyond in my eyes. Only a short time now remains. Therefore, make effort. Ask your heart how much you remember sweet Baba. Hir and Ranja, a pair of lovers, didn't love each other for vice, there was just pure love. With their remembrance, they could see each other. They would meet one another. The Father says, you too should become like that. They are a lover and beloved for one birth, whereas you are my lovers for so many births. Those things take place at this time. The words lover and beloved are not used in the Golden Age. There they remain pure. When one thinks of the other, he or she would appear and they experience happiness. You children don't have anything visible to see. At this time, you only have to consider yourselves to be souls and remember your beloved, the Father. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father with great happiness. The Father continues to explain, on the path of devotion, you loved me as your beloved, and you sacrificed yourselves to me. You used to say, O beloved, when you come, I will sacrifice myself to you. The beloved has now come to make everyone beautiful. He tries to make you become like himself. When you become beautiful, your bodies will also be beautiful. It is souls that have had alloy mixed into them. Now remember me, and that alloy will be removed. There is so much solitude here for the children that come. When priests go for a walk, they stay in total silence. They hold a rosary in their hands, and they won't look at anyone. They walk very slowly and stay in remembrance of Christ. They do not know the Father. It is said of me that God is beyond name and form. So, if he is a point, what would they be able to see? They don't know how to remember a point. You now know him. You understand this, which is why you come here. Madhaban is praised. This is the true Madhaban where you come. Sit in solitude as much as possible and remember the Father. Do not look at others. There are many rooftops. Go on the roof in the morning in remembrance of Baba, and you will experience a great deal of pleasure. Try to wake up during the night at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock or early in the morning. You are the famous ones who conquered sleep. Go to bed early and then get up at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning and go onto the roof and stay in solitude on the pilgrimage of remembrance. You have to accumulate your income. Remember the Father and keep yourself busy in praising him. Tell each other as well. Baba is so sweet. By remembering him, your sins will be cut away. You have a very good chance of accumulating a lot of income here. You are not able to do this in your own homes. You don't have the time, and the vibrations and atmosphere of the world are so dirty that you are unable to remain on the pilgrimage of remembrance. There is no need to write anything for this. Do the lover and beloved write anything? Check yourselves internally. Did I cause sorrow for someone? How many did I remind of Baba? You come here to make progress. Therefore, make effort here. sit in solitude on the rooftops and accumulate your income, because this is the time to accumulate. For the 5 to 7 days that you stay here, go and sit in solitude after hearing the Murli. You are sitting in your own home. Therefore, remember the Father, and you can accumulate some income for yourself. Many mothers are in bondage, and they therefore remember the Father. Shiv Baba, free me from this bondage. They are beaten so much for vice. They have shown in a play how Draupadi was stripped. All of you are now Draupadis. Therefore, continue to remember the Father. Baba tells you many clever ways with which you can remember him. It is not a question of having to bathe, etc. Yes, if you empty your bowels, then it is necessary to take a bath. Even while some devotees are bathing, they remember God and the deities. The important thing is remembrance. You have received a great deal of knowledge. It is the knowledge of the cycle of 84 births. Check yourselves within and ask, throughout the day, how much do I remember the Father, the sweetest Father, who is making me into a master of heaven? Does my mind keep wandering? Where does it go? This world won't exist. Everything is going to be destroyed. Only Baba and ourselves will remain. By talking to yourselves in this way, you will experience a great deal of pleasure. Those who come here are the oldest devotees. You can understand that those who don't come here are recent devotees and will come later. Those who perform devotion from the beginning of the path of devotion will certainly come here to claim their inheritance from the Father. Efforts here are incognito. Those who do not imbibe this knowledge are unable to make effort. You come here to be refreshed. You can accumulate so much here in 1 week. You wouldn't be able to accumulate that much in even 12 months there at your own places. You can catch up in just 7 days. It is Baba who is giving you this advice. Acha, to the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana. 1. Sit in solitude, remember the father, and accumulate an income. You have to check yourself internally to see that your mind does not wander at the time of remembrance. For how long do I remember the sweet Father? 2. Stay in the constant happiness that Baba has freed you from Ravan's cage. You are now about to go to the new world, where it is neither too hot nor too cold, but where there is constant spring. Blessing, may you be filled with the treasure of happiness and become a carefree emperor by transforming mine into yours. The children who have said, everything is yours, remain carefree. Nothing is mine, everything is yours. When you bring about such transformation, you become carefree. Everyone wants to remain carefree in their lives. Where there are no worries, there is constant happiness. By saying yours and becoming carefree, you become full of the treasures of happiness. You carefree emperors have countless, infinite, imperishable treasures which will not be there in the Golden Age. Slogan: to use your treasures for service means to increase your saving account. Om Shanti.